No. We're not getting up, honey. No. It's too dark and it's too cold and it's too wet. We are keeping our asses in bed. Come on. Come snuggle next to mommy, hon. You don't see Teddy as much as you used to with our time together and the monster exchange program coming to an end. We only get like one weekend a month like this together. I'm not going to give it up because you want to wake up early to shower or make breakfast or whatever you're doing. You're going to lay right next to me, feel my fur against your back as my arms wrap around your waist and pull you against me just like this. That's my baby. So good for mommy. Isn't it much nicer to spend the day in my arms than going out into the cold air? That's why I said to stay under the covers with me. Stay, my adorable little spoon. Fits so well against me. Perfectly slotted like this, sinking our breathing together. This is the only real way to spend a rainy day, isn't it? You can burrow yourself in my warm fur, my leg hooking over your hip to make sure any idea of getting out of bed leaves your cute head. That's right. This is where you're supposed to be today. If you weren't supposed to have a rainy day in bed with Mama Bear, then why is it raining while we were in bed? Seems to me like a sign we're supposed to be having a lazy day today. Maybe order some takeout, put on a movie, inevitably not watch the movie and get distracted doing something else. Doesn't that sound like the perfect way to spend today? Exactly. So don't ruin it by trying to get up and doing something. It's okay to take the day off every once in a while and relax. Work, moving, doing something. That doesn't always have to be on your mind. It's okay, I promise. You've been working so hard lately. If anything, you deserve this day more than me. You shouldn't feel guilty about taking some time to yourself. Not at all. It's okay to spend the day doing what you love. Spending time with mommy and having all her attention on you. Getting to be showered in the affection you deserve. You're so amazing, honey. Every time I visit the city, it gets harder and harder to leave. I didn't see myself getting attached to the first person I met, but here we are. I don't see myself meeting anyone like you in my lifetime. Ever. You didn't even bat an eye when you realized you would be dating an older Mama Bear with cubs of her own back home. You just accepted everything. Didn't put up a fight or nothing. It was easy. It feels good to be seen, to be heard, to be appreciated in a way that I never knew was possible. You've become so important to me, honey. When I met you a few weeks ago, I thought we would only be roommates for the month and then just move on. I thought we could have fun together a few times and it would end at just that. But I was so wrong. You've proven what a capable person you are. You're always there for me, always have something sweet to say, and you always put a smile on my face. I swear, being with you makes me feel like a teenager experiencing her first love again. I think about you and I get butterflies in my stomach. You've reawoken something in me that I thought had left. I can't ever thank you enough for that. You made me happy to be alive again. You showed me that I deserve nice things, that it's okay to not be perfect and to let loose. I feel like I had been underwater for so long. I didn't even realize it until you pulled me up for air. I didn't know that you were the exact type of person I needed in my life, honey. I'm forever grateful that we were paired together, that you took a chance on one of the bigger women in the index. I mean, it would have been a lot easier to get a roommate that was a pixie and not a bear. But you didn't do the easy way. You picked someone you felt a connection to, and I'm glad you're like that. I'm glad that you're you. You're the only person I could ever picture myself falling for. You're so considerate, so attractive, so genuine and intelligent. You're everything that I want to be. I want to make myself better. I want to make myself into the partner that you deserve, hun. Mommy loves you so much, honey. I do. You're my favorite person in the world. I look forward to seeing your name on my phone almost as much as I wish the days would go by faster during the week. Getting to meet you every weekend is the only thing that keeps me sane, I swear. The promise of getting to hold you, to feel you, to protect you and keep you safe is the only thing that matters. I love you so much, honey. Mommy would do anything to see you smile. Seeing you happy has quickly become my favorite sight in the world. Your laughter is better than any song on the radio. The feeling of you laying on top of me and sharing body heat is better than any blanket. Nothing and no one can compare to you, honey. You're too good for mommy. You're the perfect partner for someone like me. You're so much better than me in every way. I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I get the privilege to fall in love with you all over again, day after day. You're so good for me, honey. So perfect for mommy. Yes. Yes, you really are. Snuggling against me as your eyes start to drift shut. It's okay if you want to go back to sleep, hon. I'm not going to make you stay awake. It's better than getting up and going into the cold air, isn't it? That's right. Stay nestled in mommy's big arms, right against my furry chest. It feels so good, doesn't it? Yeah, that's it, honey. You're so good for me. Yes, you are. You're so amazing for mommy. I love you so much. I'm so lucky that you're mine. I can imagine everyone clamoring to get a prize like you. You're such a delight. I'm not sure how you weren't taken sooner. I figure it's because of how nervous you are about making the first move. It's one of the things that endeared me to you, how nervous you first were. It was so cute. I hadn't had someone find me attractive enough to be nervous around me in so long. It felt so good to be wanted like that, especially by someone as hot as you. I never thought it would lead to such a wonderful and meaningful relationship. I didn't think I would end up falling in love with you. Now? Now I can't imagine my life without you. Without seeing your silly little memes or TikToks throughout the day, or not reading your every random thought. I would miss talking to you at lunch while we call, or sending you random photos of things and saying us. My mornings feel off now if I don't send you a good morning text, and I can't even fall asleep without saying goodnight to you. You're on my mind so much, honey. Mommy can't stop thinking about you. Whether it's something you said or walking down the street and being reminded of you by something, like, I can't help it. You're always on Mommy's mind, honey. Thinking of ways to make you smile, or a new dinner that you would like to try. Maybe it's reading a book and wanting to tell you about this really cool part in the story you would like, or, I don't know, getting into a new show and stopping and waiting for you because I know you would really like it too. It doesn't matter. I love having you in my life because it means I get to share the things I love with someone who doesn't judge. You've done nothing except been amazing to me, hon. I mean that. I'm better with you on your worst day than I am alone on my best day. You've brightened up my life so much. I thought I was happy and enjoying my life, and then I met you. I realized just how much better my life could be if I opened myself up and let someone in. I didn't realize I could be anything more than what I already was. But you showed me I was wrong. I hope you can keep showing me how wrong I am every day for the rest of our lives together. Mommy adores you, honey. You're the most amazing person in the world. The best thing I could ever ask for. You're so important, hun. The most important person on this planet to me. The way you feel against me. My voice in your ear as you snuggle deeper into me. That's it, honey. Mommy's here. Mommy's got you. Going to keep holding you nice and tight against me. You've got nothing to worry about. Not while Mommy's around. Yeah, that's right. Mommy's got you, honey. You're so good for me. Yes, you're the most amazing person I've ever met. I love you so much, hon. I do. You know, I used to not be able to imagine much of a future. I could only ever think 1 or 2 days in advance. But with you in my life, You have me planning things months in advance, wanting to actually have fun and experience life. You revitalized me in a way that I can't describe. You mean so much to me. More than words can say. My life has only gotten better since you've been in it, honey. We can be going out and doing something, or just laying under the same old blanket like today, and I'm going to be happy. Do you know why Mommy is going to be happy? It's because Mommy gets to spend time with you, honey. Any time I get to spend time with you is time well spent. Savoring moments like this, this is what gets me through those hard days. You're my starlight, honey. I would be completely lost without you. That's right. I would. You're so important to me. I didn't think my life would change so much when I joined the Monster Exchange program, but I'm grateful it did. I thank everything out there that we met and that we became roommates. I'm so happy we're together, honey. I wouldn't be so happy without you. I wouldn't. I wouldn't smile as much as I do. I wouldn't laugh. You make me happy to wake up every day. Whether we're together like this, with you being my little spoon. That's right. Come fully tangled up in my limbs, or we're 1,000 miles apart. It doesn't matter. You're Mommy's reason for waking up, honey. Your Mommy's reason for smiling, for getting anything done. Mommy loves you so much, hon. If I see a funny picture, you're the first person I want to send it to. Whenever anything even remotely interesting happens, I want to tell you about it. You're my sweet, delicious, tasty honey. Who do you belong to, hon? That's right. You're all mine. You belong to Mommy, honey. I don't want you forgetting that. You have a place in this world where you belong. You can check your phone and see my name flashing up, excited to talk to you. When you come home, you can always call me to hear my voice. Before you go to sleep, you can FaceTime me and we can fall asleep together. Taking care of you is one of my favorite things in the world, hon. Giving you what you need, whether that's attention, support, space, whatever it is, I want to do it. Mommy doesn't want to make this all about her. No. You're so special, honey. You deserve to have a nice place to call home. You deserve to have some place that you're always wanted. That's me. Mommy will always want you, honey. I promise. I love you. I love you so much, and I'm never going to stop either. You're my world, hon. There will always be a place for you in my arms. My fur is warmer than any jacket you can find. My heart, more soothing than any video on YouTube. You're always wanted when you're with me, honey. Mommy will always want you. Will always love you. That's right. You belong to me, hun. You're mine. And mommy doesn't want you forgetting that anytime soon. No. I love you so much. Even on your worst days, there's nothing you could do or say that would make me stop feeling this way. I promise. When you love someone, you don't just stop loving them randomly one day. All the things you're worried that I find weird, I find them endearing. They're cute. They're quirks that make you you. And I can't imagine you without them. I love them just like I love you, honey. Every part of you is something I love. I promise. Even the parts that you're afraid of showing or are embarrassed about. You don't have to hide yourself from mommy. You never, ever have to. I've fallen for you, hun. You're not getting rid of me by saying something I disagree with or showing me something you don't like about yourself. That's not how love works. Mommy's going to stay with you, honey. You're kind of stuck with me since I'm not that easy to get rid of. Not when I love someone like I love you, hun. Yeah. That's it, honey. You're doing so good for mommy. I'm so lucky that I get to hold you in my arms and call you mine. That I get to feel your body against mine, holding you just like so. Oh, that's right. You feel all warm and fuzzy too, don't you? Good. I'm glad. You deserve to feel like that. To have butterflies in your stomach as you try to not fall back to sleep. You're so cute. You know? It's okay to take a nap. We are having a lazy day in bed, honey. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. The chores can wait another day. You can do the laundry tomorrow. You can't be held by me tomorrow. Focus on how good it feels to be wrapped in my arms, my breath against your ear as I kiss your neck, as I tell you how much I love you. Are you saying that you don't enjoy this, hun? That's what I thought. Let me give you the love you deserve, honey. Seems like someone is enjoying this a bit too much, huh? Do you want mommy to take care of it, or are you a little too comfy to move? That's okay. We don't have to do anything if you don't want to, honey. I'm perfectly content to just hold you like this and remind you how much you mean to me. Mommy loves you, honey. Mommy will always love you. I'm also really proud of you for telling me what you were feeling instead of just going along with it. I know you do that sometimes because you want to make me happy. And I know that's really hard for you to say no and to set a boundary. So I'm really proud of you, honey. You did a good thing. You're so amazing, hun. You've come such a long way. I wish I could show everything that you've accomplished. But we would be here all day while I just list things. And I fear that that list, it might grow boring after about 5 minutes and you're going to start to, you know, stop paying attention. But none of that diminishes the value of everything you've done. You're so good, honey. You're the most amazing partner that mommy could ever ask for. I love you. Don't forget it. Mommy adores everything about you, hon. From the way you smile and laugh, to the way you speak and get passionate about things. You're everything I've always wanted. Now, who owns you, honey? That's right, hon. Mommy owns you.